This is Akashvani, the news read by Shivangi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that PM Kisan Samman Nidhi is an example of the government's commitment towards farmers' welfare. Releasing the 20th installment of Kisan Samman Nidhi of 20,500 crore rupees to the farmers from Varanasi yesterday, the Prime Minister said that 3,75,000 crore rupees till date have been transferred to the farmers' accounts under PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. Prime Minister Modi said that weather is always a challenge for farmers. That's why 1.75 lakh crore rupees claimed till date has been given to farmers under PM Fasal Bima Yojana. Criticizing the opposition, Prime Minister Modi said, "This is new India. During Operation Sindoor, the entire world saw the power of a self-reliant India." The Prime Minister highlighted that in the coming days, BrahMos missiles and weapons made in UP will destroy enemies.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भारत के स्वदेशी हथियारों की ताकत पूरी दुनिया ने देखी है खासकर हमारी ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें इनकी दहशत भारत के हर दुश्मन के भीतर भर गई है पाकिस्तान में कहीं हुई ब्रह्मोस आवाज आ जाए ना तो नींद नहीं आती मुझे खुशी है कि वो ब्रह्मोस मिसाइलें हमारे यूपी में भी बनेगी लखनऊ में ब्रह्मोस मिसाइल की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग शुरू हो रही है
The Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone and inaugurated 52 development projects worth 2,200 crore rupees. Union Minister of State for Defence Sanjay Seth has emphasized that victory in Operation Sindoor was because of goals set under Atmanirbhar Bharat, Viksit Bharat and Make in India programs. Virtually addressing a curtain raiser event of India Manufacturing Show in Bengaluru yesterday, he said indigenization efforts and the solidarity shown by 140 crore Indians ensured that we give a befitting reply to Pakistan during Operation Sindoor. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari yesterday said that the central government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been focusing strongly on infrastructure-led economic growth. He noted that due to this vision, the length of national highways under NHAI has increased by 120% from 4,000 km in 2014 to 8,700 km in 2025. Addressing a function in Mangalagiri of Andhra Pradesh, Mr. Gadkari also highlighted that due to improved road infrastructure, the logistics costs have gone down to 10% from 16%. He added that the logistics cost is projected to be reduced further to 9% by December 2025. The NET PG 2025 exam will be held today. Around 2.5 lakh medical students will appear for the test in a single shift from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The exam conducted by the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will be held as a computer-based test for admission to MD/MS and other postgraduate medical courses. Candidates can enter the exam center from 7 a.m. onwards. Entry closes at 8:30 a.m. sharp. Candidates must remember to carry all mandatory documents along with them, as failure to do so might result in denial of entry into the exam center. The documents will be verified at the time of entry. For more details, candidates are advised to visit the official website of NBEMS. The Election Commission has said that not a single claim or objection has been filed by any political party in the first 24 hours of the publication of the draft electoral rolls in Bihar. It said the public has 1 month to submit claims and objections and assured that no name will be removed from the draft voter list without a stated reason. The Asian Cricket Council today announced Dubai and Abu Dhabi as official host cities for the 2025 Men's T20 Asia Cup. The tournament is set to happen from September 9th to 28th, while Dubai will host 11 games, including the final. Abu Dhabi will host 8 matches. In cricket, chasing a target of 374 runs set by India, England were 50 for 1 at the stumps in their second innings on day 3 of the 5th and final test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday. The lone wicket was taken by Mohammad Siraj. Earlier, England bowled out India for 396 runs in their second innings. Powered by Yashasvi Jaiswal's century, India took a lead of 373 runs in the second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.